So this is Lavonia Mallory, a 105.3 FM, the sanctuary for independent media. I'm right here in downtown Albany at Crank Park at the Albany Community Charter School. They're hosting the rebirth of Black Wall Street right here in Albany. I am right here, and I have met an entrepreneur. Man, I mean, the shirt attracted me. Fat Girls Magic. Listen, tell my listeners the name of your business, and what's this Fat Girl Magic stuff all about?
Hi, I'm Samantha, and I am the Director of Marketing for Curvention. We are a body positive movement that uplifts plus-size women through arts, entertainment, and fashion. And Fat Girl Magic, everybody needs that in their life.
I got to get one of those t-shirts before I leave today.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit more about what you do besides selling clothes and jewelry and all kinds of other fabulous things.
So we've actually been up and running since 2013, and we like to come together with the ladies that don't feel so confident in the skin that they're in, and we take and we do workshops with them that are free for the community to empower them from within.
So tell my listeners again, how long have you been in business?
Since 2013. We've been, so what is that, like 6 or 7 years now? Yeah.
And when is your next performance going to be?
We actually have already done our annual event, but normally we'll do things throughout the community like African American Family Day or Juneteenth. So look out for us there. You can also find any updates on our stuff on www.curvention.org.
And do you have a storefront, or are people buying your stuff online?
We don't have a storefront. We do have on our Facebook page a link for us for t-shirts and stuff like that. We will be putting it on our website soon as well, because we have quite a bit of inventory left over.
All right. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me. Lavonia Mallory from 105.3 FM, the sanctuary for independent media. This has been another episode of Reclaiming History. I'm right here at the Black Expo talking to members of the Hudson Valley Community College. Tell me your name and why you came to the expo.
My name is Ainsley Thomas. I'm the Chief Diversity Officer at Hudson Valley Community College. And this is a part of our college's effort to try and reach out to the community, connect with people in the community, to find out what's going on, talk to people about pursuing higher education opportunities, whether it be academic, it could be vocational, it could be just getting a certificate or a micro-credential. We're just trying to let people know that we're here to assist them in any way that we can.
This is another segment of Reclaiming History. I'm still at the Black Expo. Tell my listeners the name of your business, your name, and what you're selling.
My name is John O's, a.k.a. Uncle J.E., jeonline.store. I sell Christian and motivational apparel. You can find me at jeonline.store.
My listeners can't see the shirt, but let me read it. What's it say on the front of this shirt? It's a khaki army green kind of thing. It says, still standing.
Mm-hmm. Head always up.
Head always up. Hashtag head always up. Mm-hmm. How did you get into this, and why are you doing it?
I design apparel that tells my life story. You know, like any person, especially person of color, I have many struggles. Like this ideal concept, this business came from the fact that I was working a job and I got fired. So I took control of my life and I started a business. And I started thinking, like, how can I express myself? So I took my struggles and everything, and I'm a Christian. I said, let me design apparel for Christians that empower other people. So that's why I came up with the concept. Like this shirt here, it actually comes from Ephesians. Having therefore done all to stand therefore. So still standing. I'm still here standing, still striving, still pushing.
So your shirts are manufactured, produced, and sold right here in America?
I design them, I print them, I make them, everything.
You have your own equipment, and you're doing all this in your home? You have a storefront where?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing it from my home, and I'm online, jeonline.store. You can find, I have bags, I have t-shirts, sweatshirts, cups. I also do custom design also. Like if you need t-shirts business and event, I can also do those screen printing and heat transfers.
Well, listen, we wish you the best with your business. Much success. I am still right here at the Black Expo in Albany, and I am with a very special guest. Tell my listeners the name of your business, your name, and what you're selling.
Hello, my name is Tiffany Harris. I am the founder and owner of Whip My Butter Organics, based out of Schenectady, New York. And I have our luxurious whipped sugar scrub right here next to me. It is great for exfoliation while nourishing and hydrating your skin to its optimalization. And it's perfect for right after a shower, right after you bathe, and then you scrub with it. Then once you get out, you can follow up with our body butter.
So when you say it's organic, that means there are no chemicals in it at all?
No.
Nothing. No preservatives?
No preservatives, nor foreign chemicals, all natural, all organic ingredients.
And you make this yourself?
I do.
Do you have a factory? Are you working out of your home? How are you manufacturing these products?
Out of my kitchen.
That means it tastes good, I'm sure.
All out of my kitchen. I make it all handmade, personalized. If you order online, I small batch make it. So it's not sitting for days and days, you know, it's freshly made.
So how did you get into this? How did you learn how to make these products yourself? And why did you make them?
Well, it started with my children. My oldest daughter is 2.5, and my youngest is 1, and they both had eczema when they were born. And I went through the gamut of trying to find different body products that would work for them that didn't have all these ingredients and chemicals in it that I didn't know what they were for, and I didn't know what they were. So I decided to make my own. I did a lot of research and reading, searching online, advice from other people on what to do. So I came up with whipped body butter. I started with shea butter, organic shea butter. Then through trial and error, I made my own formula and used it on my kid's skin. It cleared up within days. And I figured I can do this. And I started selling it to different people, and they love it.
So how can people get your product? Do you have a website, Facebook page? How can they see the products that you have and possibly buy something?
I do have a website. My website is www.whipmybutterorganics.myshopify.com. I am also on Facebook and Instagram, Whip My Butter Organics. You can find me and my products. I do tag them in my posts. So if you're interested in something in particular, you can also look on the posts.
So spell the name of your company again, just in case my listeners don't quite catch it.
Okay, it is Whip, W-H-I-P, My, M-Y, Butter, B-U-T-T-A.
All right, thank you so much for joining us on 105.3 FM, the Sanctuary for Independent Media. This has been another episode of Reclaiming History with Lavonia Mallory.